Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. From my Moss Nissan studio to our great radio affiliates across America, as well as in the Caribbean on AM 1000. Hello to everybody down there in the U.S. Virgin Islands on the San Juan, Puerto Rico side, and also down there in the western side of the Bahamas, and a special shout out to everybody listening to us around the world on the internet. Now, a special thanks also goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across America and around the world too via the satellite. To our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, we're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance because Ms. Rosemary's not here tonight, so I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to get right into where I left off last night about this time. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, last night, I teed off on all the nonsense that was going on in this country. Compliments of the progressive left liberal socialists. Tonight, I'm going to hone it in a little bit. Because to survive what's coming, and believe me, they are not done throwing this crap at us that we're seeing. The only way that we can beat them at this game is to vote these bums out of office in December. And I mean, it's got to be a concerted effort to vote the very people out that are trying to make our lives miserable and take our country down with them. So you've got to be strong. You've got to be well anchored, and you need to be assured that in the midst of all this craziness and deception everywhere, that we are tied to, or we are lied to, rather, sorry, we are lied to, deceived, and manipulated constantly to believe what isn't so. And by the way, they're looking for a weakness as they dismantle our country, systematically, methodically. It's been going on for quite a while. Patience, stealth, since at least the 60s when they started to do it, and it's happening from within. And almost everything the left needs to finish is now in place. But we, the people, run the show. We control whether or not these people are going to be in office another time. Don't let them hoodwink you. Especially the progressive left liberal socialists and their agenda. How about our education system? It's been decimated. When I went to high school many years ago, you had to be able to read, write, do arithmetic, and speak the English language. Notice any differences these days? Half the kids can't add, subtract, multiply, and divide. You don't believe me? Go to McDonald's and watch the power go off and see what happens. And it even gets worse than that. You go to order something, and depending on who you got there, yo, man, yeah, man, you're right, yo. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Back in the day, they couldn't even get a job because they couldn't talk. Now, they're also trying to destroy the religion that holds our country together, Christianity. We know that. It's all part of the deal. And we also know that by disrespecting the nation's symbols, by expressing contempt for the Constitution, by showing disrespect for our national anthem, by burning our flags or raising flags of other nations, that they're tearing our nation down. Now, the government has got plenty of people working in it. The deep state, whatever you want to call them, the swamp. We need to get rid of those people that are in there. And they're trying to make everything political. Speech, football, baseball, hockey, food, wherever you live, what you drive. Shame conservatives every time they turn around. The newspapers, the television. By the way, you know who was very successful at doing that? The Bolsheviks. They want to take over high tech, the internet, the news media, the entertainment, control all the opposition opinion. They're certainly trying to do that, but it's not going to happen. Because, again, we, the people, won't let it. And they've already taken control of a major political party. You think the Democratic Party is anything like what it was, say, gosh, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago? Hell no. Look who's running it. I mean, their intention isn't just socialism. They'll say, well, we want to be more socialist because that were whatever. You want to know something? That's not what it is. That's not what it is. They want communism. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not interested in that. Oh, and by the way, for those of you that own a gun, they want to take your guns away. We all know that. And again, the key to this is be strong in your beliefs. There are forces out there to destroy this nation. We know that. Our culture and our society. We know all of that. They will not succeed if we don't let them. And now it's time to question everything that the Democrats do. Every time they throw something up there, like for example, did you hear me say a few minutes ago what I did about the the impeachment proceedings and Jerry Nadler? His impeachment report actually cites debunked Russian collusion that was proven to be wrong. And he's accused the president of crimes not even included in the impeachment articles. These people need to be held accountable. Think about that as we go to break and we come right back. And Kathy, give him the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my good friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own and operate Relief Factor up there in Seattle, Washington. And, again, I am a client of theirs. I buy the product just like you folks would be doing, and it works for me. I've been taking it now for 3 years and 9 months, and very simply put, I started out with the 1995 Quick Start just like everybody else does. I took it religiously the way it said to do it, three times a day. I do have arthritis, and it took care of my pain in 2 weeks, and I've been able to control it ever since with taking the Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with nagging pain, whether it's arthritis or back pain or neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, knee pain, muscle aches, or just general pain, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week Quick Start right away, because many people, as I said, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks. Now, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and while you're there, take a look at the little tutorial that's there, the little video. It'll tell you about the 1995 3-week Quick Start. Take that, get on it, see how it works for you. Take it as directed. Don't cut any corners. Three times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner is what you'll do. And then, by the way, you will automatically go into the regular delivery program if that's indeed what you want to do. But 80% of the people that get on it stay on it. It's that simple. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Now, Al was chiming in during the break in the chat room there, the Captain's Group chat room, and on Facebook, and he was pointing out the good people of Virginia. 23 towns, cities in Virginia have declared themselves sanctuary gun sites, where it's legal to own a gun of any type. As a matter of fact, it's mandatory, I think, the way they worded it. And that's going to just absolutely hone the Democrats in Virginia the wrong way. Now, these are not counties in the northern part where the Democrats are. These are counties in the southern and western part of the state, which are more conservative and more American, if you will, compared to the other. But right now, let's drift down over to the telephone lines. And we've got our professor emeritus, Dan DeMann, up there in Lafayette, Indiana. How's the snow going?
It's snowing. It's supposed to taper off here in a little bit, but we probably got about 4 inches.
Yep.
There, but it's 30 degrees, so hopefully it'll be gone in the next couple of days. But what I was talking about, the Democrat Party, you mentioned how it's changed.
Yep.
Well, it would seem to me people would want to ask the basic question, how can you be the political party of organized labor and environmentalism / climate change? And as you can't, you know, organized labor is still attached to the Democrat Party by the hip, but the Democrats haven't done anything for organized labor in decades, except maybe give it lip service. You listen to Democrat candidates and office holders, and you think they're the organized labor's saviors, their messiah. It hasn't been that way in years. I look at it this way. The environmental movement is the true believers in the Democrat Party now.
Right, and let me stop
you. Organized labor,
let me stop you for a second with the organized labor thing, because let me tell you about the firefighters, okay, and the police officers. The locals can do what they want. They're free to endorse the candidates they want. They can do what they want. The national speaks for everybody, but they don't speak for the locals, and that's where there's a difference, because you'll see a difference with the locals with what they do and how they act.
All right. But who are the biggest unions? Public sector unions.
Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, the locals are not falling. They're not following hook, line, and sinker the national. They just aren't.
Well, you know, the ones that back Republican candidates are few and far between.
Well, you ought to come. You ought to come down.
Public service employees.
You ought to come down here because they do.
Well, that would be one of the few states.
Red states, you know, no problem. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But what I was aiming at, Trump has done probably best for the union since any president.
Sure.
Since LBJ.
Sure.
You know, you look at the presidents of the past 40 years, Democrat presidents, what have they done for unions? You know, whether it be Carter or Clinton or Obama, they've pretty much ran private sector unions away out of business,
mm-hmm.
especially Clinton with NAFTA. I never was a big NAFTA fan. At least the way it was done. Now, USMCA, that could be, it might be Trump's really major star during his presidency if this works out well. And I hope it does, especially with our relationship with Mexico and Canada. That is national security at its height right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of things that wasn't covered by NAFTA. This will take care of it, especially when it comes to e-commerce and auto parts. But I'm hoping that, you know, it does get through Thursday. I can't, but you know, in a way, I can't believe that the Democrats are going to give him a victory over this. Impeach him on Wednesday and pass it on Thursday. Makes no sense. Never thought I would see it, but you know, we'll know Thursday afternoon whether this piece of legislation sails through the House. It'll go through the Senate quite easily, but that just blows my mind. Another thing with the Democrats is the only political party ever in this country that has their own private militia, and that's Antifa.
Yeah.
And anybody, if they ever unhood some of these punks, you know, the one thing they should be able to do, deny them any kind of higher education benefits in terms of money. No Pell Grant, no federal student loan. You're on your own. If you're going to come in and abridge free speech and put other lives at risk, well, you're not going to get any help from the federal government over this.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be come down hard. And I also think they should be declared a domestic terrorist group.
I agree.
And they haven't done that yet. They're, you know, Trump kind of surprised me on that. He kind of pussyfooting around with Antifa.
So let's go back to what we had a caller earlier talking about, unlimited times that they can impeach a president and exempt from laws and this, that, and the other. Isn't it time that we change the game plan in the Congress for the members of Congress that they have to follow the same laws that they pass?
Oh, I think if they're going to get Medicaid for all, they ought to have to do it too. But we heard that again with Obamacare, that members of Congress were going to be under Obamacare until right up to the 11th hour, and then Obama said, don't worry about it, you're exempt from it. Yeah, I'd like to see congressional people, staff and office holders have to live to the same laws that normal people do. And you just don't see it. I mean, they think of themselves as royalty, above the average person. You see it day in, day out. But I would like to see it. When they did Obamacare, part of Obamacare had that statute in it that the Senate and the House would have to live under the same laws that mm-hmm. the average person did. But you see what happens. It's last minute. They struck it out. Mm-hmm. Obama signed it. Mm-hmm. What do you do? You know, that's just it. You know, a lot of times, the only people that are going to effectively watch over office holders are just voters.
That's the deal. We have to make sure we, the people, that we vote these people out that are creating the problem and the havoc for America, make it a concerted effort. We need to organize. We need to seek candidates that go, okay, we'll change the nature of the laws in the Congress that they can't impeach the president over and over and over and over again till they get it right. That's ridiculous. I mean, we have a double jeopardy law for everybody else.
You know, I think that's what they're paranoid about Trump. He came out of nowhere. He's only going to be a politician for conceivably 8 years. You know, he never held office before. You look at somebody like Joe Biden or Chuckie Schumer, they've been there forever. When Biden was elected in 72, he was the fifth youngest U.S. senator ever elected in American history. Fifth youngest. And he's been an elected politician from 1972 to 2016.
Yep.
You know, that's all he knows. Most of these clowns in Washington, you know, they've never held a real steady job in their life. They were good at getting elected. They were good at getting reelected. And that's their lifestyle. They have milked that. You know, you might go in being a $30,000 salesman, go in, get elected to Congress, but after your first term, you're a multimillionaire.
Yep.
You know, they get privileged information on initial public offerings on stock. They make a lot of money off of that stuff. You know, and
okay, we're coming up on a break, so wrap it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the only people that's the oversight of Congress will be the American people.
All right, got to run. Thank you very much, Dan. Appreciate it. Dan DeMann, Lafayette, Indiana. By the way, everybody, tonight I will be over at the Tampa Trump Club here in Clearwater on Ulmerton at 53rd in the Icott Center, Mugs Sports Bar and Grill. Everything starts at 6:30, goes till about 9 o'clock. Stop on by with some like-minded people, Tampa Trump Club. We'll have 250 people there, guaranteed. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. A record number of Americans are traveling this holiday season, and many of them are facing bad weather as they hit the road and the skies. Heavy rain and strong winds continue to sweep across Southern California. Rainfall led to flooding and evacuations in parts of South Carolina. And in South Florida, flash flooding forced a brief shutdown at Fort Lauderdale International Airport. Airport delays were also a problem in Chicago after the National Weather Service said dense freezing fog developed overnight. The FAA grounded flights for a short time at Chicago's O'Hare and Midway International Airports until the fog cleared. AAA estimates that more than 115 million Americans will travel this holiday season, a 3.9% increase over last year. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership, competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed. It's time for our first military and veterans news segment, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Check them out online, naa.edu, naa.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. They've got one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. They've got another one here in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, their website to find out more about them is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And I'll tell you what, You can also give them a call, which is what I would suggest. Give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour, because their tour is what it's going to tell you everything you need to know about what's going on, what they can do, how what you need to do. And believe me, if you want the opportunity to make $50,000 to $60,000 a year or more, that's the way to do it. That is the way to do it. So make no mistake about it. Now let's talk about Afghanistan for a second, shall we? I'm going to get into this with Denise Simon, too, by the way. It appears that the president is talking about a reduction in troops in Afghanistan of, say, 4,000. The announcement would be made probably early next week. And according to three current and former U.S. officials, the withdrawal will leave between 8,000 and 9,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan to take care of business there. Now, we'll see what happens. In addition, Fox News is reporting that dozens of U.S. Navy pilots have written a letter demanding Capitol Hill lawmakers and top military brass allow more pilots to carry arms on bases and allow those standing watch at flight schools across the country to be armed in the wake of the deadly shooting at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola by a Saudi officer that was training there. To me, that's a no-brainer. The shore police should have been armed to begin with. No questions asked. Just like the military police at a military base, they should be armed to begin with. No questions asked. So we'll see where that goes. Now, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper wants to drastically expand the foreign military training program without having any more fallout stemming from the deadly shooting at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola that claimed the lives of three service members and wounded eight others. Now, expanding the foreign military training program, I suppose, would be okay if you just do one thing. Let the United States do the vetting, not the foreign country, and say, well, these people are okay. We checked them for you. You go ahead and you check them. Uh-uh. We'll do the checking. We'll do the checking. And by the way, that hand sign that those cadets used, supposed to be a white power hand sign. You make the okay sign, like you do it kind of like in a palm of your hand. Lay your palm of your hand out, make an okay sign that way. It's supposed to be a racist symbol. I think somebody's smoking something. You can make anything into anything you want if you want it bad enough. You can call it whatever you want. And I really think that they're over the line on this one. But hey, that's just me. What do I know? And, of course, that was at the Army-Navy game where they caught some cadets doing what they said was a racial signal. Yeah, right. Sure. Okay, now, our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, has warned Iran and its leaders of a decisive U.S. response if the regime or its militias harm any American troops or allies in the Middle Eastern region, or anywhere else for that matter. Good. We'll see how that works. By the way, North Korea said it successfully performed another crucial test at its long-range rocket launch site that will further strengthen its nuclear deterrent. You're probably going to hear coming up in the next few days with the countdown coming up on the first of the year, another missile test of some sort. Probably going to see one of those. I don't think we'll have a nuclear bomb test underground, but that's where I think it's going to happen. By the way, former Secretary of Defense James Mattis said that Iran should be met with some sort of retaliation for taking a U.S. aircraft out of the sky. Whatever that would happen to be. If they were to knock down, shoot down one of our aircraft, we should immediately retaliate in some capacity against them, according to former Secretary of Defense James Mattis. Okay? Now, China's activities in territory it claims to be in possession of in the South China Sea are meant to intimidate other nations in the region. That, according to the commander of the U.S. Navy's Pacific Fleet, again, China is acting up all through the area. We are, of course, sailing our ships at will in between some of these little passes and island ways and whatnot that China claims to be theirs. But, you know, we're being very careful about that. And by the way, speaking at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, the U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper condemned China for undermining international laws and violating the sovereignty of the smaller states in the region and being a big bully. Well, yep, they certainly have been guilty of that, haven't they? And also, the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, along with the Secretary of State, urged the Iraqi Prime Minister to take steps to prevent the bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq from being shelled on a regular basis. Obviously, that's been going on, and they keep trying to get a little closer and a little closer and a little closer. And it's just not quite working out the way you would want it to work out when you got your troops there and you don't really want them to get fired on, if at all possible. You would think that your host country would be doing something to try to help you out a little bit. Also, have you heard about North Korea? Well, North Korea says that the new tests, and they say they performed another crucial test at its long-range rocket launch site that will further strengthen its nuclear deterrent. Now, they did not launch a missile. And as far as what they did, I don't know. Because nobody's saying, not us, not them. So we'll have to wait to find out what it is that they did. And let's not forget that the United Kingdom and Boris Johnson, who's going to be giving a pep talk to the new group of Conservative Party lawmakers that are being brought into office and being sworn in their parliament over there. They're also going to be taking part in the massive Brexit deal that's upcoming. And everybody believes that that's going to help Britain become more individually independent, possibly not only from a trade standpoint, it'll make them a major player on their own, but also as a military exporter of goods, services, ammunition, planes, ships, and the like. So we'll see how all that works out with them leaving Brexit to go it alone. And, of course, their biggest trading partner, besides being Europe, will be the United States. We'll see how all that works out. Okay, we're coming back with our next Trucker's Highway and Byway report. We've already updated this map a little bit, and there have been some changes, as there always are, from the first hour to the second hour. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
This ain't no temporary, typical, tearful goodbye. This ain't no breaking up and waking up and making up one more time. This is gone, gone, gone. Gone, gone like a freight train, gone like yesterday, gone like a soldier in the Civil War, bang, bang, gone like a 59 Cadillac, like all the good things that ain't never coming back, gone, gone, gone.
righty, a little Montgomery Gentry bringing you back in there. Gone is the name of that one. And I'll tell you what, that's by request again. And that was for Susie over in Lakeland. So that was for you, Susie. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And, of course, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore, as most of you well know. And I will tell you right now that you better batten down the hatches, because here we go with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Now, we have got snow, okay, pretty much from Indiana east all the way to New England. And it's pretty much following I-70. It angles itself up to I-80 in Ohio, and then you follow I-80, and it's up on I-90 across the Ripley, New York state line, all the way over to Albany, and everything south of Albany tonight, and south of Syracuse, south of Utica. You've got snow. There's no snow on the Lee Shore, Lake Ontario tonight. It's all to the south. Down in the Poconos, you've got snow through the Poconos. Poughkeepsie, New York, you're getting some interesting snow there in the Catskills tonight. Got some rain down there in parts of Jersey and down around Philly. Got some rain in the eastern part of Kentucky and the central part of West Virginia tonight. But then you've got snow in the mountainous areas of Maryland, the higher elevations. You've got some fog along the coastline. You've also got some freezing rain and sleet all mixed into this, too, that's there today as this storm races across to get out to New England and then move itself out into the ocean. But behind this storm, you've got colder temperatures. And in the central part of the country right now, from the northeastern part of Kansas and down south Kansas all the way to Oklahoma and the northwestern part of Missouri, you've got fog, dense fog. You've got fog in Nebraska, the eastern part of Nebraska, the western part of Iowa. I-29, you're definitely going to be driving in fog tonight. And all the way up to Sioux City, Iowa, you got fog all the way up that far, too. So be advised of that. Now, some snow up in Montana tonight. Again, 4th of July, there's snow up there. Be advised, it's just a general snow. Nothing all that drastic. Got some wind up in Wyoming and a little bit of snow between Cheyenne and Laramie tonight. Rain up in Washington State from Vancouver, British Columbia, all the way down to Portland, Oregon, all the way down to Medford, Oregon. Rain right along I-5. However, inland to the mountainous areas of Oregon and Washington State and the Hood River Valley, you've got snow. Snow flurries, just a general snow, and coming down off Cabbage, there's some snow there. In addition, we do have some tornadic activity, some severe thunderstorms that will be coming across. Yesterday there were some killer storms, as you probably heard, in parts of Mississippi and Louisiana, as well as Arkansas. There were several tornadoes that touched down in those areas. But right now you've got some severe weather warnings, severe thunderstorm warnings across the southern part of Alabama and Mississippi, to include Mobile and just north of the Panhandle. But that's going to drop down today, and that's going to come across the Florida Panhandle. And sometime later in the day, that system will come right through where I'm at down here, Tampa Bay, and things will get a little bit different weather-wise, and then things will start to cool off, and you'll hear all about that as the day progresses. But that's what it looks like right now. And by the way, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot or Flying J Truck Stop nearest you, because they are the ones that you're home away from home out there in the highways. Now, if you're out there in the West right now, I guarantee you, Somebody listening to me right now sitting in a Flying J or a Pilot out there, because they are all over the place out there, especially along I-80, I-90, I-70, I-10, I-15, I-5. So there you go. So keep in mind that your pilot and your Flying J truck stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop by, check them out, see what they're all about. Great food there. Great different locations for you, too, around the countryside. All righty, let's drift down over here to the telephone lines because we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I think I'll start with the president and with an announcement that's coming next week. We're being told that as many as 4,000 troops are going to be withdrawn out of Afghanistan, lowering the troop numbers to 8,000 or 9,000.
Well, we've got around 13, almost 14,000 there. So that is would let necessarily leave the same amount of that Bush wanted to leave in Iraq, leave behind forces, as they say.
Yeah.
They are not supposed to. It's a very measured withdrawal, apparently, according to the plans that have been shared with the leadership of Afghanistan. It would be a 90-day window in order to do this. However, it can stop at any time based on conditions from the Taliban. The administration keeps telling us it is not tied to the Taliban peace talks, which I think is ridiculous. sure it is. But, you know, we don't have any guarantees. We don't have any quid pro quo, if you will, from the Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little disappointed that we would even announce this. There's no point in announcing it. If you're going to withdraw, fine, but you don't tell the world.
No.
The other piece is we have to wonder if someone else is, if we're going to slowly withdraw, are there any other forces from any other countries that are going to step in and you know, fill that void? If we take out 500 over here, are two countries going to put in 250 apiece to replace us? So we don't know those details yet.
No, we don't. And, you know, that's not exactly the way that things should be done, but we'll see. You think you got things figured out, and all of a sudden something else comes into the mix. But I do know that in Iraq, okay, the shellings of the military installations where the troops are billeted, they're getting a lot closer, and they're hitting some of these structures where our troops are staying. And the United States is saying, hey, Iraq, we need to have you step in and do something about this and help us to secure and make sure that our troops are safe here.
I really have a very large problem on relying on a third country or a second country, if you will, host country, helping protect us. We need to be protecting ourselves. I don't trust anything that's going on in Iraq. Quite frankly, I don't trust anything that's going on in Afghanistan either.
No, because we're dealing with an unknown entity, and that's the enemy we've got, and they can say anything they want under their beliefs that they have, the taqiyya, and to them it's okay. They lie right to your face, and to them it's fine. But hold that thought. Okay, folks, I'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. A lot of different stuff to talk about today, and oh, by the way, the voters have come out in a poll and told us what they think about what should be done at these military bases, which I'll tell you about that one.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.